In Colorado, Terry Barton has been charged with starting a blaze in the Pike National Forest. It's better known as the Hayman Fire, where more than 100,000 acres have burned. Barton, an employee with the Forest Service, admitted to starting a campfire that got out of control. Joining us to talk about Barton's arrest is Bill Taylor, head of the Major Crimes Section of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Denver, Colorado. Mr. Taylor, what has Terry Barton admitted to doing?
She has admitted to starting the fire, which began on June 8th in Pike National Forest, southwest of Denver.
How did you find out about this?
It was the result of a week-long investigation by agents of the United States Forest Service and the U.S. Department of Agriculture Office of Inspector General.
Where is she now?
She's now in custody at a county jail in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
What exactly did she say that she did?
She admitted to investigators that she was patrolling to enforce the fire ban in the Pike National Forest that had been previously imposed by the U.S. Forest Service, and she stated that she was distraught that day, about a little after 4 in the afternoon, because she had received earlier that day a letter from her estranged husband. She took out the letter and, I guess, looked at it at that point and became upset, and as she was patrolling along, she noticed that there was a campfire ring in an informal campsite near a Forest Service road, and she decided that she was going to destroy the letter. She watched the letter burn completely and then left the fire ring, got back in her truck, drove down the road to a place where she could turn around, and then as she passed back again past the campfire ring, noticed that the fire had gotten out of the campfire ring and was getting into the trees nearby.
What is Ms. Barton charged with?
She's charged with three counts by way of a criminal complaint. The first count is setting timber afire on federal lands without authority, and the second count is depredation or injury to federal property, namely timber and land in excess of $1,000 in value. And the final count is false statements to federal fire investigators in connection with their investigation into the origin and cause of this fire.
What were those false statements?
Ms. Barton, when originally questioned by Forest Service law enforcement agents and by special agents in charge of the investigation into the origin and cause of the fire, had told them that she had smelled smoke, gone looking for a fire, come upon, discovered this fire in an abandoned campfire, and that this fire subsequently spread beyond the campfire and grew out of control. She was the person who originally reported the campfire, that is the fire that became the Hayman Fire, when an independent forensic investigation by experts that work for the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management concluded that her statements were inconsistent with the physical evidence at the point of origin of the fire. She recanted her statements, admitted that she actually hadn't smelled smoke, hadn't discovered the fire, and in fact had set it herself, or I should say had started the fire herself.
Mr. Taylor, what are the penalties for these crimes?
The maximum penalty, statutory penalty, for the false statement charge and for the setting timber afire charge are 5 years imprisonment, $250,000 fines, or both. The maximum penalty for the depredation of federal property is 10 years in prison, $250,000 fine, or both.
Bill Taylor is the head of the Major Crimes Section of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Denver. Mr. Taylor, thank you very much.
My pleasure.